Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is following on with extended highlights of the first day of the second test between India and England from Chennai, exclusively on TalkSport 2. Download the Following On podcast from your podcast provider for all the reaction to the day's play, as well as exclusive interviews and analysis. Mark Nicholas is your host, with amongst others former England internationals Darren Goff, Gareth Batty and Matt Prior alongside him.
Good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to TalkSport's coverage of the second test match from Chennai. India and England, of course. And England won up in the series, a victory by 277 runs in the first test. So convincing, so clinical, and so impressive, particularly from Joe Root, playing his 100th test match, who, of course, went on to make a double 140 in the second innings, take a couple of good catches, and lead his side to a famous victory. Now, being 1-0 up in India is a terrific performance, but what you don't want to do is give a game back immediately. And one of the problems with that is the toss, because what we've heard about on this pitch is that you need to win the toss. It's going to crack up, be very hard to bat as the game goes on. So it does seem, one hates to say it, but it does seem as if the toss is crucial. It's already happened. Let's wind the clock back and find out what did happen.
Tails is the call. Heads, Virat, you won the toss. What do you make of this wicket and what have you decided to do?
Yeah, look, it's a good wicket. I think day one is going to be pretty good for batting, and we expect the pitch to slow down and roughen up drastically from day two onwards. So, yeah, it's a good toss to win for us to get in as batsmen and put big runs on the board.
Joe, you lost the toss, just three wickets this side, 3 days apart. What do you make of it, and would you have wanted to bat first as well?
Yeah, we'd have definitely bat first as well. But it's an opportunity for us to get in the game early, try and take some early wickets, try and get ahead of things. And, you know, we've got a very exciting attack that's fresh, ready to go, and full of energy. So hopefully we can make some inroads this morning.
Right, so you've heard it. India have won the toss and will bat first. Their team, Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill, Chetaswar Pujara, Virat Kohli, Ajinkya Rahane, Rishabh Pant, Akshar Patel, making his debut, R. Ashwin, Kuldeep Yadav, Ishant Sharma, Mohammad Siraj, who's not to be treated lightly, did very well in Australia. New face to Indian cricket, and a very good one. Then for England, Rory Burns, Dom Sibley, Dan Lawrence, Joe Root, Ben Stokes, Ollie Pope, Ben Foulkes, Moeen Ali, Stuart Broad, Ollie Stone and Jack Leach. So four changes for England, three for India. Darren Goff is with me. Goffie, we're both taken aback by England's selection. I think that's the first thing, isn't it? We're surprised Anderson isn't playing. We're perhaps more surprised now that we kind of knew Anderson wouldn't play because of the rest and rotation policy. But we're surprised that Ollie Stone has got the nod ahead of Chris Wokes.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, when we're talking about rotation with this England team, I think it was always a plan moving forward before the Ashes, and probably when the Ashes comes if everyone's fit, but Wood and Archer will be rotated at times rather than playing back to back. And it seems to think when we're away from home, it's the same that's going to happen with Anderson and Broad. So we've seen that decision. I mean, I think we would have gone, both of us would have gone Anderson and Broad, wouldn't we? I mean, with the rank 2 and 3 in the world, you get them in your side, surely, no matter what the conditions are. But this rotation policy is kicking in. And let's see how successful it is.
The other change I'd like to talk about is Moeen Ali being brought back into the side. He hasn't played a test match for 16 months. He's obviously been in very good form in practice.
Yeah, I think Moeen Ali coming in, last time he was in the side, I think he had a fantastic record. He averaged mid-20s with a ball. So there's no surprise from that. I think he's been out so long is the only surprise. And done best, let's be honest about it. He hasn't been at his real best in these three tests, although he's picked up wickets. And it's always difficult when a spinner is picking up wickets to leave him out. But England have gone for Ali. He's supposed to strengthen the batting as well. I like Moeen Ali as an off spinner. I think he is a wicket taker. And done best in that second innings. I think that was the probably downfall for him, wasn't it? He bowled a lot of full tosses. But as Gareth Batty said on many a times, the spinners didn't bowl at their real best. They still won the test match. And they bowled too many bad deliveries. But won the test match and took the wickets.
You can hear in the background the sound, the crowd noises. Now, in the previous test, that was curated audio, pre-recorded stuff, dropped onto the top of the television and radio productions. Today, folks, it's real because there's 15,000 people in the stadium. So much excitement in COVID times to be able to get back into a cricket stadium in India. Almost a revered place, a place pretty much of church regards Indian people, and they're very excited to be there. Only 15,000 in a stadium that seats 45, so about a third full. Rohit Sharma, of course, always keen to play his shots, had by his standards an ordinary first test, so he'll be keen to impose himself on the match. We're ready to go. The second test match in Chennai. England one up in the series. India have won the toss. They bat first. Here comes Stuart Broad pounding in and is back of a length. And it's immediately off the full face of the bat. But because of the bounce, goes behind point on the offside. And there's no run from that. Now, Ollie Stone, what a moment for him. And he is right on it, first ball. Back goes Shubman Gill. What a tidy-looking player Shubman Gill is. A slim man who gets into line quickly. But that's a nice start from Ollie Stone. His second test match, actually, because he played against Ireland, you'll remember, in that thrilling game at Lord's.
He will cause, in all conditions, batsman problems because he has got a good Yorker.
He bowls beauty. Oh, my goodness. LBW, yes. Left alone by Shubman Gill. No stroke offered. It hits him on the front pad, and he surely is LBW. Does he review it? Start of a test match, such a big moment. Does he review it? Oh, they haven't got long left now. 3 seconds. No, says Rohit Sharma. You're dead, my friend. You must go. And sure enough, England have their first wicket, and it comes from Ollie Stone. What a moment. Broad now. Oh, what a stroke. Oh. Overpitched by Broad by just a fraction. And typically, Rohit Sharma steps into an off drive to save a glorious timing and joy for the crowd. The first runs from India are a pleasure to watch.
Here is Broad once more, full and driven, and very, very handsomely driven for four through mid-off. He's pitching it up, seeing if there is any seam movement, maybe some early swing, but that has swung straight off the middle of Rohit Sharma's bat for four. Broad, oh, it's chipped up into the air and it's gone over the head of the man at mid-on and down to the boundary for four. Well, he doesn't mind hitting the ball in the air, Rohit Sharma. He's one of the most prolific one-day players and T20 players in the game's history. Here is Ollie Stone once again. Short and wide, cut past gully, down to the boundary for four. We're so used to this manufactured crowd noises, it's really quite bizarre to hear the real thing.
Ben Stokes is into the bowling attack for just the 10th over. 31 for 1 are India here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. Well, Ben Stokes was fairly lightly used in the first match. 6 overs in the first innings, 4 overs in the second. He was the first change in the first innings. And he will be into the attack in the 10th over of this match. So England not going double spin yet. In comes Stokes. The ball to Rohit Sharma. Outside of off stump. Rohit Sharma pushes into the offside. And it will roll away for four because Ollie Pope's not going to get this one back from the cover boundary. And Rohit Sharma goes to 28 at a run a ball. India 35-1. It means he's already got more runs in this innings than he managed in the first test. And Akash, from an Indian point of view, Rohit Sharma is looking really good at the moment. Stokes on his way, right arm over the wicket. Rohit Sharma's hitting this through mid-wicket. I'll amend that. He's hitting it over mid-wicket. I think that's gone all the way. Nissan Menon is just checking the umpire as to what he's going to signal in terms of four or six. It's definitely a boundary of some description. They will just throw it upstairs, but I think it's gone all the way. Rohit Sharma was just waiting on that one, pulls it through mid-wicket, and it does indeed land over the boundary. It's gone all the way for a six, and Rohit Sharma has the first six of the innings. The cheer goes up from the crowd. That's when you can tell that the crowd are in. 43-1. And Stokes is on the way for the next delivery. It's a shortish ball again. He says, well, go on, Rohit, do you want to play it again? And Rohit says, why not? Along the floor on this occasion, though, through backward square leg, Stokes has gone 6-4 and walks back to his mark, shaking his head. India 47-1.
Leach again. This is beautiful, the length and line from Jack Leach. I like him a lot in so many ways as a man, and it's pushed to short extra cover again by Rohit Sharma off of full length. I just think he's got such a good attitude. He's calm when things don't go his way. Studious. Here he is again. He bowls another lovely ball, and that's defended on the front foot a little higher. We keep seeing a lot of this Rohit Sharma blade. He's the one who can switch momentum in a series so quickly. Pujara can make you ache all day, but this bloke can hurt you. Certainly dust coming as that ball pitched. Oh, this is really does look as if it's going to rip this. Oh, that's out. God, no, it hasn't carried quite, has it? Oh, I thought Ben Stokes had plucked it from the ground. Orthodox edge from a spinning ball, and Stokes tried to scoop it up with his fingers, but it probably didn't quite carry.
It's been a great set of four balls there from Leach. The last ball taking the edge. Every ball taking a massive puff of dust and disturbing the surface. Didn't quite carry to Ben Stokes there at slip.
Well, that's like a third or fourth day ball. It really ripped as he goes forward again and defends on the front foot. Rohit Sharma lucky to escape dismissal off the previous ball. It's hit the shoulder of the bat. The glove even, glove. That's why it didn't carry. It bounces and spins. Oh dear, the old spitting cobra. Leach, and there he plays the sweep. Thank you very much. There you go. Full toss, swept for four. With great power, actually. Eagerly back to his mark. Nice spring in his step today, Jack Leach. Bowls now to Rohit. That's a poor ball. That is a full toss. Really old full bunger, that. Sort of knee height, and he just swatted it with the sweep shot, and he's gone for 50 with it. It's a really good innings. I think this guy's such a fabulous player. A lovely 50, but he's sort of pretty pragmatic about it. He's not over-celebrating. He raises his bat to the crowd in each direction, but there's no great animation. I think he's got go big in the back of his head here. Go really big. He can see the opportunity.
So a masterclass from Rohit Sharma as he races to his half century, putting a dampener on that early wicket for England. Every ball of the rest of this test and the rest of the Tour of India is exclusively live on TalkSport 2. You can subscribe to the Following On podcast for all the reaction to the day's play, which we'll rejoin next as the morning session continues and India look to build heading towards lunch.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is TalkSport 2 with exclusive extended highlights of day one of the second test between India and England from Chennai. For expert analysis and all the reaction to the day's play, subscribe to the Following On podcast on whichever podcast app you use. So with Moeen Ali coming into the attack alongside Jack Leach, former England spinner Gareth Batty joins Neil Manthorpe on commentary to give away some of his trade secrets as England look to break this dangerous partnership.
Finger spinners ever bowl a completely naked delivery, one with just like nothing on it?
I've done it for 25 years, so I imagine there's a few more who who bowl some naked balls.
No, I'm talking about the spinner's equivalent of maybe a knuckleball, the one that just wobbles a bit. And that one is chopped away behind square on the offside. Nobody at third man, four runs. A little bit of pace on that delivery, and the width allows Pujara just to steer it nicely away. A little chop down past backward point, the last ball of the over. 18 overs gone. India galloping along here. Their run rate's a little bit of a concern in these early stages for England. Too short from Moeen Ali, and it's steered away nicely by Rohit Sharma. It's a quality shot. We know all about his power, but his timing and finesse is also there, and it's just too short and steered down to third man for four. India 85 for one.
I think basically my concern about us going to India, I think winning the toss is important. We all know that, but is the quality of the spinners, as in, do they bowl too many bad balls? I think that was proven in the first test.
Leach again. It's gone! Stokes takes the catch and slip. Leach has made the breakthrough. Chiteshwar Pujara has gone for 21. Super low catch. That's flown off the edge of Pujara's bat. And India are 85 for two.
But as I was saying, they bowl too many bad balls. But when they get it right, Jack Leach, turn, bounce. He's bowled that wonderful line, testing just outside of stump. The puffer dust, as we come to expect now, from the wicket. And Ben Stokes, once he gets a chance at slip, he normally makes them stick. India, big wicket for England. Joe Root's delighted. Pujara, the wall, is going back to the pavilion. But guess who comes next? Yes, it's King Kohli. But India, 85 for two here on TalkSport.
Moeen Ali to start his fifth over, right arm over the wickets, and Rohit Sharma clips too long on to take a single to take him to 65. And just to give you a comparison, if we go back to the first test match, I know it was England batting and slightly different situations. England at lunch was 67 for two on day one. Rohit Sharma's got almost that on his own in this first session. Virat Kohli, fifth ball of his innings. Oh, it's bowled him! He's got one to absolutely rip. Virat Kohli is standing there completely dumbfounded, saying, how was that? Are you sure that has bowled me? He's actually asking the umpire, is that out? He's thinking maybe his folks' gloves touched the stumps, because it was that far outside of off stump. He's thinking, that can't possibly have bowled me. Moeen Ali, you can't turn it that much.
Well, Virat Kohli's not people expect him to get out to spin so much in Indian conditions. He's got a great average against spin, and he's totally confused here. It looked a genuine delivery from me, from Moeen Ali. We're talking about getting the ball outside that off stump and turning it back onto the off stump. Well, that was perfect. Outside off stump, looking to drive it, clip the bails. Nothing wrong with that, Virat Kohli. Yes, you can get bowled out by Moeen Ali. On your bike, son. It's another wicket to England. India 86 for three. That's huge. Huge wicket for England.
So what's happened is the umpires wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything that Ben Folkes did to dislodge the bails or anything like that. So Virat hasn't reviewed being bowled, just to clarify that. But the umpires, they did go to the third umpire, and Virat Kohli is walking off for a blob. Well, Moeen Ali, first ball to Ajinkya Rahane. Oh, he's given him a full toss outside of off stump. And Ajinkya Rahane gets off the mark. First ball with a shot through extra cover all along the floor. 91 for three in the 24th over. And Rohit got 66 from 68. Slip in place. But Rohit is hitting this hard through mid-wicket. He gets down and reaches out for this one. Puts it through mid-wicket. It's another glorious shot. He's basically playing a different game to everyone else at the moment. 70 from 69 balls out of 95 for three.
Well, he's just not letting the off-spinner settle. He's going over five and over Moeen Ali. He's picked up the big wicket, though, at Virat Kohli. And he hasn't played for a while, and he's just not letting him settle. He's always looking to be positive, always looking to score. He's good to get some overs in, Jack Leach, on that first morning. He's bowled pretty well.
He's in, around the wicket, past the umpire, and that is a clip down the ground by Rohit Sharma with the minimum of fuss. It looked like he was pushing it to mid-on for a single. It's raced away for four. The 100 is up for India before lunch on day one, halfway through the 25th over. 100 for three, but Rohit Sharma has three quarters of those. He's 75 from 73 right. Balls. In goes Stone. It's a short ball. It's an absolute beauty. And Rahane has to jag his head back out of the way of that one. Yes, England had a leg slip, a leg gully, and then a short square leg, obviously just in front of square, because otherwise it would have been a no ball. But that is the end of the over, and that is lunch on day one of the second test match. And it's been 26 overs where we've had incredible action throughout. At the break then, 106 for three. Rohit Sharma, 80 not out from 78 balls faced. Ajinkya Rahane, 5 not out from 12 balls faced. The men to go, Shubman Gill, LBW to Ollie Stone for a third ball duck. Cheshwar Pujara, caught by Stokes at slip off the bowling of Jack Leach for 21. And Virat Kohli, in total disbelief that Moeen Ali could have ripped a ball to take the bail between off and middle stump for a fifth ball duck after he ripped it out of the dust already. Virat Kohli going, as I say, for a fifth ball duck, only his 11th duck in test cricket.
Here he is, Leach once again. Down the wicket comes Rohit Sharma, gets to the pitch of it, drives it down over the top of Stuart Broad at long off. Or at mid-off, he runs back towards long-off. That wasn't timed at all by Rohit Sharma. If it had been, it would have been then 15 rows back.
Blow, what a shot that is by Ajinkya Rahane. On the back foot and gracefully easing it through extra cover for four. Fuller length and driven through wide mid-off. So that stroke matches the one off the back foot. Front foot, back foot. Ajinkya Rahane shows control. 120 for three. Oh, that's not quite right, is it? Yeah, it's okay, it's four. But it's spun. Sharma's sweeping, goes down on one knee, goes very square. It goes up in the air for the first half of its journey, but it's nowhere near the fielder. Four more for Rohit Sharma, who moves to 88.
It's definitely the planning attack from Rohit Sharma to Moeen Ali. He's trying to get that ball to those footholds outside the off stump. Rohit reaches for this one, didn't quite get it out of the screws. But good enough, no fielder there to go for four. They have got two men back, one behind square on the leg side for that sweep shot and one deep mid-wicket, but it went right in the gap. Again, another positive shot from Rohit Sharma. 88 he moves on to after just 106 deliveries, and the score is 127 for three here on TalkSport 2. Akash, with Rohit Sharma, do you think this is his best position for India, opening the batting?
Well, yes, I think so, because he's played a lot of cricket in white ball, with the white ball. At this number, he's been tried at 5 or 6. That hasn't worked. I think this is the actually final throw of the dice as far as his test career is concerned. And he's done well. He's already scored a double century. He averages, I think, close to 80 as an opener.
As Moeen Ali goes into him, he comes down the pitch, launches it back past Moeen Ali, and launches it almost back past the stand. That's gone crashing into the middle tier for the full six Penrith. Rohit goes to 97, 139 for three here on TalkSport 2.
Well, he wasn't coming down the block, that one. Maka used his feet, got right to the pitch of the ball. Akash, were you surprised they left Jimmy Anderson out?
Not really, actually. We expected that from England. I actually went on record to say that England is likely to make three or four changes. And they are rotating Anderson and Broad. I thought that was on the cards any which way. I was slightly surprised that Bumrah is rested.
Well, yes, absolutely. Broad is in and Rahane takes the outside portion of the bat and it will go through a wide gully and roll away through third man all the way down to the boundary.
Those three wickets will feel good for England, but as far as India are concerned, they'll be very happy with the 144 runs they've got on the board. And Matt Prior at lunchtime said that, he gave India the session just by a nose at 106 for three. Now they're 144 for three. Matt Prior, that's pretty good, handy total of runs.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a few people come back on social media, losing the toss, bowling first, take three wickets. Of course, England won the session. The reason I gave it to India is because on a surface like this, every run is going to be crucial. And to score over 100 runs in a session in the first morning on a pitch that's dusting up, turning, going through the top a little bit, I think it's runs on the board that are going to be crucial. And we chatted when I was last on air, just after lunch. You saw both teams. It was almost steady when they first came out. Sharma was sort of having another look. Rahane as well. England was setting fields, bowling straight. And I think what had happened was after the first, the sort of initial excitement, everyone sort of, right, what's this pitch going to do? You have that first 2 hours, that first session to assess the conditions. You've then got to make changes to your play. And that's the importance at this level, international cricket, is being able to adapt to the surface, to what it is. Because everyone will have a theory. But until you see what it looks like and to see for that first 2 hours, okay, this is how the surface is going to play. Both teams would have had that lunch break and they would have been discussing, right, from an India perspective, how are we going to bat on this? How are we going to score runs? What is a good total? England's perspective, how are we going to get wickets? How are we going to contain runs and make sure India don't get too far away from us? And at the moment, India have certainly taken the first hour.
They have, haven't they? And Rohit Sharma, 98 not out. Drinks have been taken, and Moeen Ali continues with his first delivery, which is wide and full and drivable, and Jinky Rahane does drive it, but only as far as mid-off. Really was an absolutely beautiful delivery from Moeen that got Virat Kohli. Short leg and a slip in now, and a sweep from Jinky Rahane. There's a man out there, deep back with square leg. It's Jack Leach, and they go through for an easy single, and the crowd once again become a little more vociferous as Rohit Sharma turns to strike on 98.
And with Goffey, he's got to be nervous, isn't he?
He looks a bit less...
He looks a bit twitchy.
Yeah, he was authoritatively calm for most of his innings. Here is Moeen once again. Little sweep shot, top edge, and down towards deep backward square leg. They're turning for the second. That's Rohit Sharma's century. Innings of drama and domination, and Virat Kohli leads the cheers from the Indian change room. He's up on his feet, he's clapping his hands above his head. Seventh test match century for Rohit Sharma to go with 11 50s. India are 147 for three, and just judging by the applause from the Indians led by the captain, they know that that's not just any 100. On the very first day of this test match, it might just be a test match defining one.
Well, after 3 wickets in the morning session, India dig in after lunch and Rohit Sharma makes a century while his teammates have fallen around him. Download the Following On podcast to hear Gareth Batty, Darren Goff and Mark Nicholas review the day's play. And coming up, Rohit and Rahane look to continue their partnership and build on a strong start to the afternoon session.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Following On, bringing you exclusive highlights of TalkSport 2's coverage of day one of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action in the middle as England's bowlers continue to get some turn in Chennai.
...157-3 at Chennai, the old Chepauk Stadium. And now the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. And that one is bat and padded out to extra cover. Again, a big stride as he comes into the ball and there's no run. He tugs on his helmet, wipes his brow with his
thumb just dampening that leather as if it's not damp enough already in the high humidity level here in the south of India, in Chennai. Oh, well bowled. One spun. And only because Rohit is in did he play it so well. He kind of stunned it and released at the bottom hand, so the ball didn't go anywhere other than down towards square leg. But it certainly spun and bounced, Matt.
It certainly did. And again, all day it's been a feature of Rohit Sharma's batting, how easy he's made playing spin, or look playing spin. I can assure you it isn't as easy as he's making it look. But footwork, soft hands, having a very clear game plan.
He waits again. There's a slip and a silly point in place as Leach bowls. And he's done him completely and deserved his wicket. Rohit's got very lucky. He did him in flight. He did him in delay. Just did him in everything. And Rohit got a yard out of his crease, dropped his bat on the ball, and he got the thinnest inside edge that shot past leg stump. And he gets two runs, and he could so easily have either been stumped or bowled by that delivery.
Yeah, but that's the ball that... And I'd love to know if genuinely a spin bowler knows is this going to be the one that goes straight on or actually turns, because that's just gone straight on with the arm. It looked no different in the action or delivery, but the ball's hit the pitch and slid on.
Well, everybody talks about natural variation, and you can put everything on the ball and it do nothing, and you can put little on the ball and it goes sideways or swing or whatever it is. Such are the conditions. Oh, beautiful. The latest of late cuts. Delicate, delicious, and worth the four that it gets. 164 for three, Rohit 112, but Ajinkya Rahane now at a 31 and threatening. Lovely orthodox setup, and he drives wide of mid-on, who was bought up for Jack Leach, not for... Oh, that's amazing from Stuart Broad, who throws himself inches from the rope, scoops it back. I think he's pulled it off. Brilliant return to the stumps. The sort of thing that a man who's just finished a spell of fast bowling mightn't be able to pull off a year or two ago.
Well, when you play one test match out of every three, he's probably fresh enough to do that. If he'd have played back-to-back tests, he might not have been doing that dive there, Mark.
Good call. I hear what you say, and I think it might be a reflection on your past. That you mean that perhaps there were days when you wouldn't have managed to do that.
I would never have done that.
Thank you. Yeah. We got what we hoped for there. Down comes Rohit and defends out to short extra cover with Joe Root Fields. England have been mainly good today. I was just saying, if you're just joining us, I gave you the scorecard. I wouldn't say Moeen Ali's been quite at his best with the ball. Jack Leach has bowled really tidily and smart. 1 for 42, by the way, from almost 17 overs for Leach. Could have easily had three. On another day, he might have done. Broad bowled tidily. Ollie Stone bowled very fast, touching 150 quite often. Go. Back goes Rohit. Hits off the back foot. They've had a sweeper out at deep extra cover the whole time. And so it's only a single. Moeen picks it up one-handed and flicks it in to Ben Folkes, who's been very tidy behind the stumps. But England have had to work hard. At lunch, they were in the game or ahead of it. Now at 174 for three, I'd say India were ahead of the game, Gareth.
Yeah, I totally agree. But credit to the England spinners, they're trying a few things. And Moeen Ali's previous over, bringing mid on up and sort of sit him on the edge of the circle. Moeen Ali loaded up for the ball that got skimmed to mid on, fractionally different. And when he loads up that way, sort of front on with his hands together, generally means he's going to be a bit quicker and a bit direct.
Gareth, can I ask you a question on spin? Because we're seeing now, obviously, with the rotation and Moeen Ali not played for such a long time, it's going to take him time to get into the game. Because he's been bowling in the nets, and he's been in quarantine for quite a large part of that because he got COVID. But how long does it take to get back into that rhythm?
I mean, it can depend. A lot of it is the external pressure that builds upon yourself. You know yourself that, you know, that's why debutants feel it a bit more. You get the wicket or you get some runs and all of a sudden you feel comfortable. I don't think it's a lot different when you're a senior player coming back in.
Moeen Ali will now bowl a full toss to Rohit Sharma, who thumps it on the drive to short mid-wicket, who feels it. There's two short mid-wickets now. That's a change that came... Well, we didn't see it happen. No, it's changed again. There's a short mid-wicket and a short square leg now, and a mid-wicket. So they're obviously asking Moeen Ali to bowl very straight, and he there brings a forward defence out of Rohit Sharma, who looks loose as a goose, frankly. He's really, really relaxed. Shoulders and hands, lovely control of the bat. Down he comes and defends. I often think that of all the players in the world, perhaps he has the most natural ability of all the batsmen, just pure natural affinity with batting. There are better players, certainly in terms of results. There aren't many better players to watch. Maybe he's not uniquely gifted, but he's extremely gifted. And now he plays the sweep stroke. Smashes it in the gap, dead square of the wicket. This is a masterclass. Four more.
So just varying the angle now, Moeen Ali has worked over the wicket, but he's now coming around. Three around the bat to Rohit, but he clips it up to Rory Burns again, mid-wicket, and there is no run. There's a slip, a leg slip, and a short leg for Moeen. He gathers himself, gets in position. Oh, he gets one that bounces! And Rohit has almost played a one-day shot, guiding it down to third man. Ben Stokes at slip took off to his right-hand side, and that ball will only just get to the rope down at third man. It will get four runs, but England, for a second, and certainly Ben Stokes at slip, thought he was in business for a half a moment there.
Still very well placed, 192 for three. That was actually clever from Ollie Stone, that last ball of that last over. He came a lot wider of the crease, tried to slant it and change that angle to Rohit Sharma. If the ball is swinging, I think what I like to do as well, when the ball looked like it was trying to reverse, if you want to try and get one to go away from the batsman and over-exaggerate it by coming wide of the crease and setting it at the stumps, if it can just hold on that line, that is like a huge, it almost feels like a huge outswinger to the batsman who's facing it.
Moeen Ali once again to the crease now. Ball down the wicket comes Rahani, using his feet beautifully and driving wide of mid-off and down to the boundary for four. A super shot that is from Ajinkya Rahani. Using their feet, both batsmen using their feet more often than not against the spinners. Here is Moeen Ali, chopped away behind square on the offside, nobody patrolling the backward point boundary, and that'll be four more to Ajinkya Rahani. So Moeen Ali still bowled some deliciously attacking, threatening deliveries, but he's also bowled more loose deliveries than anyone else today, and he has been expensive. And two fours in this over, and India bring up their 200. Short ball pulled away by Ajinkya Rahani behind square on the leg side. I didn't think he'd hit it that well, but he has, and it's beaten Jack Leach on the deep square leg boundary. Here's Moeen Ali, turn and bounce, and he stepped back to cut, did Ajinkya Rahani, and it spun back, and it was too close to in the end to play the shot, and he's slightly fortunate to get away with that one. But good turn and bounce from Moeen Ali. We've said all along today he's bowling some delightful deliveries. It's just one or two that haven't been. He's bowled poor deliveries as well, but that is just spat and bounced out of the rough.
Oh. But that's been the problem with our off-spinners so far. I know we're only into the second test. Don Best bowled some great deliveries in the first test, but too many bad deliveries. And now we've seen that from Moeen Ali today. So we're starting to see a problem in controlling the game with our off-spinners so far. I know this is Moeen's first game for a long, long time. He's into his 18th over. He's gone for 79. He's picked up a big wicket of Virat Kohli. But we've got to get some control by both spinners. They've got a ball in tandem. I could even see Joe Root probably coming on a ball. I'm surprised he's not had a look at himself yet, because he is a wicket taker as well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I suggested he might even have had a bowl in the first session. I have to say that we've barely mentioned Ben Foulkes's keeping, and that's because it's been so good. He has not missed a single delivery. Here is Moeen Ali once again, and that's pushed nicely down the ground for his 50 by Ajinkya Rahani. Very, very well played. His 50 comes up off 104 deliveries. And it's been chanceless with eight boundaries. India 207 for three after 60 overs.
Ollie Stone reaches the crease and bowls nicely, but Rahani steps into it, actually climbs into his step and hits it firmly but without a run to mid-off. The end of that over, the 61st incidentally, 90 in a day's play, and it's 207 for three. All the England players have worked very hard on the ball. We've seen a lot of Dan Lawrence's stomach today. He likes to have his shirt out, and he sort of lifts it up as he cleans the ball. Rahani 50, Rohit 136. You've got to work on that ball, even if it's not swinging, haven't you? You've got to keep working on it, keep it in good condition, because you never know the moment when, for whatever reason, it'll suddenly happen. Now, we haven't seen, I mean, we've seen a little bit of shape, but we haven't seen any real reverse swing. And I wonder if that's simply the skill of the bowler, Goffey.
Well, I think it looked like it was going to happen, didn't it, around 25 overs. It just offered, it just started slanting in to the right-hander, but nothing big, nothing what the batsmen were going to be too worried about. And it hasn't. And I think we found this during the first test match as well. The first innings, when the pitch was at its freshest, we didn't see much reverse swing, but as the game went on, we saw more and more.
Well, I'm just looking at the Indian lineup, the big scorecard up. Rishabh Pant is next, then Akshar Patel and R. Ashwin, and then the three specialist bowlers, Kuldeep, Ishant and Siraj. Mohammad Siraj playing today. Good sweep shot from Rohit. There's a man back out at deep mid-wicket, so he only gets a single for it. You know, England just got to stay in this. Got to. Because if you get these two out, or one of them, you can start to work on the others. We know Rishabh Pant is absolutely brilliant, but equally, he's a gambler. And if it's a day when the gamble doesn't come off, you could suddenly pick up two or three and be, you know, right in the game again. Restrict them to 300, and you know, there's no need for England's shoulders to drop, which they haven't done, I have to say. There's a slip and a short leg in place as Moeen Ali lobs one up, and it's wide of Ben Stokes off the outside edge as Rahani went for a little push through the covers. He was beaten in the line and the flight, but he got away with it. A couple for Rahani.
After the initial success for England, it's India that continue to look comfortable, with Rohit and Rahane at the crease into the final session of the day. The Following On podcast rounds up the day's play with expert analysis from the TalkSport 2 commentary team. You can subscribe on whichever podcast app you use. And we'll hear the rest of the evening session next, here on Following On from TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On from TalkSport 2 with exclusive extended highlights of the first day of the second test between India and England from Chennai. After taking three early wickets, England are struggling in the field. The England captain Joe Root is warming up, and his part-time spin hold the key to ending this partnership.
Not so much alarm in the pitch then, I think, after the morning session. It seems to have becalmed this afternoon. Or is that the ball?
Ball going soft has a part to play, and also the fact that Rohit has played the spinners very well. He's taken the attack to the two spinners. Hasn't really allowed Moeen Ali to settle down. Going at about 4.5 runs per over, he's putting pressure back on Moeen.
Moeen Ali bowls to... That's a great line and length, and it's blocked easily by Rohit. How do you think Moeen has bowled?
Moeen has bowled all right. It's just that he hasn't bowled that poorly. It's just that Indian batsmen, both Rohit and Rahane, they played him well, really well.
Yeah, they have. And now they sweep again. And it will be stopped. No, it won't. That's an unusual error by England in the field. And in fairness to that man, and I haven't yet identified him, Dom Bess is on as a substitute. His feet got stuck, I think, in some soft turf. And he drew a huge divot from the ground as he stumbled, and I mean a huge divot, by the way, really a crater, and he's replacing it now, and I think that's why he stumbled and misfielded. So it went to the boundary.
Akash, I've got a question for you. Do you think there's any merit in Moeen Ali coming around the wicket? We've suggested that that might be a good way of making it harder to sweep.
Gareth, I'm with you absolutely, because then you also make sure that you're not leaking too many runs in this fashion through the offside. So you pitch everything within the stumps, and now you ask difficult questions of working it through the offside against the spin. It's not going to be easy.
End of the over, 222 for three here on TalkSport 2. We're bringing you the whole series. Commentate on that ball for me, will you? I lost my microphone.
Broad, just a straightish ball, sort of went into middle and leg stump, and Rohit just off the inside edge, trickled down to fine leg and a single taken. But you just felt like Stuart Broad's first over only went for the single, and then Molinari's over went for nine. You just feel like if you can be single-single or maiden-maiden, something will build from an England point of view and just apply a bit more pressure.
Apologies, I dropped my microphone. 223 for three as Jinka Rahani settles into his stance, very organised stance. He picks up the bat quite early and a little higher than Rohit Sharma, and the ball runs off the blade as the footwork wasn't quite so good there, as Broad got a good line and length going. Broad's got a lot of muck on his trousers from one extraordinary dive to save a boundary. It's still with three, but he scooped it back, and I do mean an inch from the boundary rope or foam, whatever you want to call it, advertising. And that's a sort of, you know, you see that from all the bowlers these days. A lot of commitment out there. Goffey said no way would he have dived like that for the sake of a run in a test match, because obviously he was protecting himself from injury and realised that every over he bowled would be more valuable than a single run saved. As Root sprints to his left to field that drive, 225 for three, and Akash Chopra is still there. Ajinkya Rahane is a very strong character, Akash.
He is. And to be fair, there is a bit of an anomaly when we talk about his runs in India, runs overseas. We as Indians born, brought up on these surfaces, we are likely to score more runs, of course, in these conditions. But he's different. He likes the ball to come onto the bat nicely. He's someone who caresses the ball. He's more of a touch player, doesn't really muscle the ball, and therefore batting at five, at times when he started maybe at six, that wasn't really suited his style of play. So he had to adapt. He had to find a different way of scoring runs. What I've really liked so far from Rahane is just the positive approach. Ever since he's come out to bat, he's looked to score runs. That's what he did in Melbourne as well. Just looked a shot and allowed the ball to come to him.
Joe Root, for the first time today, going to bowl round the wicket. Oh, and he immediately beats Rohit Sharma with a super delivery, running across him. That's the thing. Change the angles. Keep the batsman thinking. And he's very unlucky not to get the outside edge. Again, beautifully taken by Ben Folkes. Here's Andrew McKenna.
Thank you very much, Mark. Rohit Sharma, 148 not out. Root around the wicket to him. He's pitching it round about middle and off, and Rohit Sharma's playing it back down the pitch, and there's no run.
You can just see with the change of angle now, Rohit Sharma can't get outside off stump, because if he hits him on the pad, he's smack in front. It's different to when you're over the wicket as an off spinner. It's making him hold his line, which is bringing the outside edge even more, actually.
Three around the bat, slip, leg slip, and short leg. Root around the wicket, a little bit of air on that one. Rohit's turning it on the onside, can't get it past Lawrence at mid-on, and there is no run. He's faced 202 deliveries now, Rohit, out of the 65 and a half overs that have been sent down. He's 148 not out. Root goes in. A little bit more round arm, that one. Rohit turns it to a short leg on the bounce, and there is no run. Interesting that Root, from the very outset, is round the wicket. Gareth, you spoke about it, about bringing the wickets and the dismissals into play when Moeen Ali was bowling. Root definitely round arm on that one. Rohit Sharma's forward, pushing it back down the pitch, no run.
I think you can do it on this surface, because we're already seeing the disruption of the surface. Every time he pitches down that sort of channel that we see, the tram lines from the DRS, and he's hitting it every time, and it's disturbing the surface.
Root to complete the over. It's a bat and pad together, and that one did lob out, but it lobbed out to sort of a straight mid wicket. England didn't have a close catcher, and it's the end of the over, but Joe Root bowls a maiden. But Akash at 225 for three here on TalkSport 2. Joe Root has a habit of taking wickets, and he was straight into it and on the money there.
Jack Leach back here with these left-arm spinners of his that have been pretty steady all day. He's just started to drop short a bit, which is exactly what he does there. And Rahane gets away from the ball and plays a glorious cut stroke for four. Rohit Sharma on 161 on strike here to Jack Leach. And he leaves alone outside off stump, which was a wise decision, because the ball pitched a little outside off stump and really gripped and spun and bounced so high that Ben Folkes, had to do a little leap to take the ball. Ben Foulkes is the one at slip usually. Again, Leach bowls, and again the sweep shot, and yes! Caught in the deep by Moeen Ali, who took it nice and calmly, and for the first time the sweep doesn't work for Rohit Sharma, and after a long vigil, after 231 balls, after some glorious stroke play, a very fine innings comes to an end. Hang on, I'm just working on... Is that out? Did he hit that onto his pad? I'm not sure he did. Nor, incidentally, is the umpire Virendra Sharma. Do England review it? Joe Root does. I don't know. I really don't know. But it's massive. If they got Rahane now...
Well, Ben Foulkes was convinced. He was the one nodding his head. Yes, definitely, he thinks he hit it. Burnsy, Rory Burns is shaking his head as well and saying, yep, they're all pretty convinced. I don't think Joe Root's 100%, but it'll be interesting. It's a massive moment, this, for the game.
It is. Does he hit it onto his pad? That's the question. He may have got a little edge. Oh. I wonder. It's all going to depend. One more time. Difficult.
Very hard. When you're ready.
See, the trouble is his bat also hits the ground. I wonder what that'll show up on the little graph we're about to see. Checking all forms of dismissal. And a huge spinning off break that hits the thigh pad quite firmly there. Rahane is well back, gets his hands out of the way. It's going now. Such a change when a wicket falls. Feels like a different game of cricket. And again, and he now sweeps it on him! Moeen Ali has got the wicket of Ajinkya Rahane. It's worked for England. So the disappointment of that review going wrong is immediately dealt with by a terrific flighted ball that drew the sweep from Rahane. He missed. Moeen Ali hit.
We are nominally 8 minutes away from the close of play, but there's 11 overs to go when we get to the end of this one, so we're going to be in for plenty of overtime this evening. Pant's going to come down the wicket to Jack Leach, and he's hoiked him into the stand at mid-wicket, and the cheer goes up. We would have had a few of those a few days ago in the first test match, but the stadium was empty. Now Rishabh Pant's getting into his work. They're going to enjoy that. The third six of the innings, 265 for five.
What a terrific shot from Rishabh Pant. Comes down the wicket, gets to the pitch of it, and we've all seen this shot before. He comes down, it's with the spin, over deep mid-wicket. Get the sanitizer out, because every time it gets in for six, it has to be sanitized.
There's a phrase you never thought you'd use in cricket commentary.
You wouldn't, would you?
Get the sanitizer out.
It's mad. What a world we live in.
Leach goes in. What's he going to do, Pant? Oh, he leans back and plays it beautifully away through point, all along the foot. Why has that not got a huge cheer from the crowd? We've got 15,000 people in. That's a glorious shot away for four.
Just to give the listeners some kind of idea, I mean, comparing this to last week, this was happening on day three last week and the test match at the same ground. But we're seeing this happening on the day one now, where that ball is pitching on leg stump to a left-hander and turning, and it would have missed off stump. So that is the difference between the two pitches from last week to this week.
Moeen Ali goes in. That's a wide-ish low full toss, and Ashwin will hit it through the covers. And although there's two men after that one, they're not going to cut it off. And Ashwin coming in at number seven. He's too good a batsman to miss out on those. It's a boundary that takes him to nine, and India 271 for five.
Here is a reverse sweep from Rishabh Pant. He's hit it beautifully over the man who becomes backward square leg, who was backward point. That's a really well-played reverse sweep from Rishabh Pant. Here is Ollie Stone once again. Ball, short ball, and he's pulled it. Oh, in the last over of the day. It's short, up at the bat, chest height. And Rishabh Pant says, I just can't leave it alone. And he's gone for the pull shot, and the crowd love it. Four runs. 300 up for India.
Well, after initial promise for England in the first hour of this test match, it was very much India's day as they close on 300 for six. Now, you've heard the extended highlights of the first day's play. Listen to the following on podcast from TalkSport for all the reaction from Chennai. We'll be back with exclusive coverage of day two of the second test between India and England from 3:45 a.m. on TalkSport 2 tomorrow morning.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.